I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, the Bull Maintenance Team and a New Invention. The 31st Civil Engineer Squadron provides a wide range of engineering and infrastructure services to support the 31st Fighter Wing. Within CE, the Bull Maintenance Team has been developed as a specialized, multi-capable team to tackle large projects around Aviano Air Base.
The 31st Civil Engineer Squadron Bull Maintenance Team is comprised of airmen from a variety of CE specialties working together as one. By bringing airmen together from different career fields, the Bull Maintenance Team can address multiple CE issues on location at once, significantly reducing the time to complete a project. Major Sean Stunt, 31st Civil Engineer Squadron Operations Flight Commander, explains the effect the Bull Maintenance Team has had on Aviano Air Base.
Bull Maintenance Team is a multi-craft team that consists of only a handful of engineers. These guys go out and they knock out work tasks that would have otherwise not been able to have been completed. They do that in full coordination with the other shops, and they have completed, since September of last year, 959 work tasks with their team. Those are 959 work tasks that otherwise wouldn't have been able to have been accomplished.
Stunt also notes that this initiative builds mission-ready airmen by teaching them a variety of skill sets, allowing the Civil Engineer Squadron to expedite projects and keep Aviano operational. I'm Airman First Class Parker Doomer, AFN News.
A new invention. With your Air Force news, I'm Senior Airman Spencer Perkins. Airmen from the 22nd Air Refueling Wing Innovation Lab on McConnell Air Force Base, Kansas, invented a new remote start device for the KC-46 Pegasus called the Auxiliary Power Unit Start System. The Innovation Lab worked with Firepoint Innovation Center, the host location for the Defense Innovation Unit, or DIU, to create this device, which uses remote activation to cut down on mission response times and enhance mission efficiency. The DIU recognizes the strategic importance of this device and has secured $250,000 for its continued research and development. Captain Timothy Schwanke, 22nd Air Refueling Wing Innovation Lab Chief, says the device has already proven to significantly reduce response times, and it's anticipated that all KC-46 crews will want this device once it's developed at a larger scale. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Airman First Class Richard Rubio.